Do you carry any cash? Are you a bills guy or a coin guy? Are you strictly like Apple Pay? How do you roll? You have a big fat wad of hundreds in your pocket? Join us for Man Talk as we discuss making change next. All right, so what are you, a big bill guy?
I don't carry money at all.
Okay, so you're just strictly a credit card.
I might have something tucked into my wallet in case for an emergency.
Sure.
But it's frustrating to me because when I try to give offering, I don't have any offering.
Right.
So the QR codes are nice where I could zap it. But I'm just embarrassed. I don't have anything to give.
Well, I'm totally an online giver, and I don't carry cash either. And you're right, especially if you go to a church and you're speaking, and then you know how they pass the plate and and you're like, I got nothing. You want to swipe a card, but you just look like an idiot. Right. I know some people that speakers that carry money. They put money in their Bible.
Yeah, my wife just the other day.
Yeah.
She goes, "Do you have any money?" I go, "I don't." So she handed me $2.
Oh,
and so,
nice.
Yeah. I had some to offer.
It's kind of a pride move because I don't want people to think I don't give to the Lord. I do, but I'm like, you don't want to.
I know a guy at camp meeting that goes when you're up on the stage and he'll just say, "You got something to put on the plate."
Yeah.
Here you go. And he gives everybody. He feeds everybody, offering.
So they should do QR codes on the screen. I don't know too many churches that do that.
I know they should.
Yeah,
I mean,
not because I'm trying to think that churches should try to bleed you or anything. But
no, but I mean, convenient. Like,
yeah,
that's what it is.
Yeah, to give exactly.
Yep.
Well, so I was in Florida. This is probably a month ago, and this totally happened. I was sitting in this row with this dude, and he goes. He had a 10 spot. Right, and mm-hmm. I was watching him, and because I guess I'm weird that way, but he had it out. But what caught my attention was he told the deacon has the plate, so he hands it to, and the guy goes, "Hey, I'm gonna need five back on this." And the deacon goes,
"How loud did he say that?"
He was loud. I mean, I heard it. Like, I wasn't like stalking the dude, but I mean, he was in my peripheral, and he goes, "Hey, I'm gonna need five back on this," and the deacon doesn't go, "No, you're going to have to give me the whole 10. He just goes, "Yeah, no problem."
He didn't say, "Let me check on that. This is something new to me."
Right, right. Now, he passes past me, who has no cash, and so I got nothing. My dad used to do this. You know, he'd hit the bottom like it was a coin drop, and he'd flick the bottom of the plate.
Oh, he did.
Like a doofus. Yeah. You know, like, I love my dad, but, you know, like, he was just goofy that way. But, I mean, I had nothing to give, but I was listening to this dude wanting change back on a 10 spot, and I thought, "Oh, that's interesting." Now, let me ask you a question. Would you ever do that?
For $10, no.
You just take the hit.
Right. And so if all I had was 10, I knew that I needed that 10, I may not give anything at all. So the guy giving five, wanting to give five and then get five back, I can understand his dilemma, I guess. But I think I would give the 10.
Yeah.
Or give nothing. So what's worse?
I've never been in that situation.
Yeah.
To where this is my last 10.
Right.
So at first started off with, I thought, that's funny. This guy's, you know, quirky or whatever. I thought that was kind of funny. Immediately, like not in time, I just was processing that. And then felt ashamed because, you know, this dude only had $10, and then he's like, "I'm gonna give you five, and
I'm gonna give 50%.
Where I'm gonna give 50% of what I got, but that's all I mean, I got $10, and you're getting half."
Yeah, you don't know whether that's his last $10 that he has, or whether it's $10 that he has in his pocket.
Well, yeah, that's fair. Right, that's fair. Right. Well, here's where I'm at. I'm with you. This is where I could be way off.
We're judging this whole thing.
100%. Yeah,
right?
I'm judging.
Right, right.
Well, here's where I'm at on that. I've never been in a spot where I felt like I needed to make change on $10.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right. Would you do it for $100? But if I. Would you put 100 in?
No,
then say,
I probably wouldn't. Yeah. I would probably be like, "Well, I got 100, Lord. I'll give next time.
I'm going to give 50, but all I have is 100. Would you ask?
Yeah, for a change. I wouldn't, because I would probably, it'd be a pride thing. Like, yeah. I would never think, never think to ask for change.
I never heard in all my life. I never heard somebody ask.
Me either. And here's the thing, though, that now that he did it, I'm like, dude, I could totally, why couldn't I ask for change?
Yeah, it's a legitimate thing.
Like, if either, you were a deacon, wouldn't you be like, yeah, no problem?
Right, yeah. You'd have to do it in front of somebody instead of somebody seeing you take $50 out of the plate and give it to somebody. There'd be, you know, it'd have to be a legit thing, very transparent.
And, yeah.
But so instead of not giving the $50 because you don't want to break 100 or ask for it, you give zero. So
Yeah, that's bad. Or what I would do is, you know, hey, when I get home or whatever, I'll do it electronically.
Right.
That's what my MO would be is, yeah, I'll give it, but I can't give it right now. But this guy was like, no, I want to do it. And he thought outside the box.
Yeah.
And I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
That, you remember the story in the Bible in Mark about the woman who gave the widow's mite?
Yeah. You get the Pharisee, the person who's proclaiming how much money he's giving, and then you got the lady that slides in very indiscreetly and gives 2 pennies worth.
And a mite is like half the size of a dime. I have one. Mm-hmm. They're really cool. I bought it when I was in Jerusalem, actually, by the Garden of Gethsemane.
Really?
This guy sold me a widow's mite.
Wow.
And
what's it worth?
Well, for me, it was worth $5, but he was trying to sell it to me for 40, and I'm like, no.
No. Yeah, right. But back in the day, a widow's mite was
nothing.
Not even it might have been an hour's wage, or if that.
Yeah, it was nothing. It was very little. But what Jesus said is, what made it so impressive to Jesus was, it was all she had.
Yeah, here's that story.
Yeah, read it.
It's in Mark 12, and I'm just going to start in verse 41, read the 3 verses. And Jesus sat opposite treasury and saw how the people put money into the treasury, and many who were rich put in much. Then one poor widow came and threw in 2 mites, which make a quadrant. I don't know what a quadrant is. Mm-hmm. So he called his disciples to himself, and he said to them, and this is Jesus' words, "Assuredly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had," mm-hmm. "her whole livelihood."
She didn't even ask for change.
Right.
She just, boom.
Yeah.
And here's, if I'm being very transparent, sometimes because I don't think that I can make change, I don't give anything.
Yeah.
I do that in my relationship sometimes. Like,
it's true.
You know, you're up against a deadline, you're trying to do things. Maybe your kid comes up to you and says, "Hey, Dad, can we play a game?" I want to be the type of dad that says, "Okay, I can give you 10 minutes. Like, make change."
Yeah,
instead of saying, "Because I can't give you an hour."
Honey, I got to get this email out, but hey, let's shoot the blow dart gun for a little bit.
Right. Yeah. Right. Give me 5 minutes and then I can give you 10. But having this mindset of making change and negotiating, like, this is what I can give. What made that brother so awesome? And like, what a, I mean, I left going, that dude is, man, I love that guy for saying, "Can I get some change?" I mean, because he was just like, "What I can give you, I'll give."
Yeah.
Instead of making all the excuses of why you can't do something.
Right. And we don't know his situation.
Right. But make change.
Right. He may have been able to give 50 times that.
I don't know.
We don't know that. But I love.
My takeaway, the Lord blessed me for overhearing that guy that day, because he was like, dude, God was like, you know, son, make change. Yeah. Make change. Do what you can do. Stop, you know, avoiding giving.
Mm-hmm. Right. Give.
Give
what
you can. That's all I'm asking for.
Yeah.
And so I just want to encourage you as you're watching this to make change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, maybe you need to make some change with your relationship with your wife or your parents or your kids or a friend or obviously God himself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're this type of person. I'm too busy. I don't have time for a devotion. Well, make change.
Amen.
Like, give God 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, like, I can give you 10,
and
maybe he can expand that to you. But don't sit on the sidelines and do nothing because you think you got too big of a bill.
That's right. That's good.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. So thanks for watching. This is Man Talk.
We believe 3 things. One is to love God.
Yep. Love everybody.
And duct tape fixes everything.
Fixing everything. And a little picture for today's little bonus for you. You're welcome. Next time you get done with that bread bag, just pull that tab off, and you got yourself a mighty fine duct tape starter, if
That's
you know what you mean.
Exactly right. Very good. You're
Thanks
welcome.
Thanks for watching.
See ya.